This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Today, we're talking about docudramas and their role in helping or hurting Americans' understanding of history. Our guests now are Harold Rosenberg. He's a former TV critic with the Los Angeles Times. It's nice to have you join us today. And Daniel Guyatt, who's the author of the screenplay for Path to War, which was a TV docudrama about Lyndon Johnson. It's nice of you to join us.
Thanks for inviting me on, Neil.
And Howard, is this the first docudrama that's run into a debate about historical accuracy? That doesn't seem possible.
I would say it's about the 2001st. This is an ongoing debate in television and in movies, and I think it's good that we debate it. You know, I haven't seen this miniseries, nor have I read the script, but I can tell you if it is erroneous in some areas beyond historical interpretation, if Reagan did not make the obnoxious comments about AIDS victims that the script attributes to him, then it shouldn't be only Republicans who are outraged. It should be Democrats, too, because, you know, they titled this the Reagans, not the Andersons. And I say that because TV, along with movies, has become, you know, the nation's pop historian. And I would just bet you that much of the nation knows its history based on what it sees on a screen. And that being the case, it's offensive to me when producers, directors, and writers don't assume that responsibility and behind the shield, you know, we're not historians, we're documentarians, we're filmmakers. And, you know, one of the producers, Neil Maron, was quoted in the LA Times as saying, "We're filmmakers, not documentary makers. We get the essence of what we believe the truth is." I would say, fine, then let's have truth in labeling and call this the essence of what we believe the truth is about the Reagans and not advertise it as some kind of objective truth, which TV docudramas always do.
Well, Daniel Guyatt, let me ask you about that. You wrote the screenplay for the HBO movie Path to War, which was about Lyndon Johnson's entrance into the war in Vietnam, and you're with us now from Pelham, Massachusetts. History can be a very messy thing. It's rarely tight, compact, or drama-laden. How do you pare down such a complicated moment in time to fit into television time, a couple of hours?
Well, I think you have to start with a focus. In the case of Path to War, we were focusing on, well, what was essentially Johnson's presidency, but a period of time during which he decided to enter, send United States combat forces into Vietnam, through the period when he began to try to get out, cut back the bombing, and announced he would not seek re-election. So I'm choosing a period of time there where certain dramatic events took place and suggested sort of a natural arc. At the same time, there were lots of different forces working upon Johnson from both the right and the left, and he was deeply anguished about this decision. So a lot of dramatic elements built into this time period, and in that case, it was not difficult to decide to choose what to dramatize and what not to.
But inevitably, you have to compress time. You have to even compress characters.
Absolutely. I'll give you a good example of that. Johnson had two national security assistants, beginning with McGeorge Bundy, who was a holdover from the Kennedy administration, and then at some point in early 1966, Walt Rostow came in. It was a very awkward sort of juncture in the script, having to bring this new character into the story in the midst of debate about, you know, what we do in Vietnam and policy change and all of that. And so, I could not go back and introduce Walt Rostow as I was able to introduce McGeorge Bundy into this debate. And so he just, you know, sort of appeared and began to argue his case. And a certain persona emerged from the script that was inevitably an oversimplification of who the man was. So things like that necessarily take place, but you pick and choose, and you do the best you can to serve the truth.
Howard Rosenberg, you talk about how Americans seem to derive some of their historical memory from what they've seen on the screen, or either large or small. I guess President Reagan was famous for remembering anecdotes from movies that he'd seen. Is that any different from what we see today on television?
How Reagan derived his history?
Yeah, I mean, he would remember scenes from World War II movies and remember them as if they'd happened.
Yeah, no, absolutely, that's true, and I, that's why I say, you know, you can say what you want about our educational system, but I think the powerful and the dramatic picture are extremely influential, and that's why I think it behooves people who make these films to really think of themselves on one level as being an historian and not cop out and saying, you know, that's just not what we do. And, you know, there's a way to rectify this. You know, Gore Vidal has written several biographies, and at the end of his biographies, he lists the characters who are composites, he lists the characters he makes up, he talks about the scenes he compressed. Why can't this be done? Why can't they take a minute or two out of these docudramas and do the very thing? Also, Sarah Oh, about 10, 12 years ago, NBC ran a movie, a story based on one of his books. It was called Gore Vidal's Lincoln. It told you immediately that it was his take on Lincoln, not necessarily objective truth. I think that would be another healthy thing to do. Truth and labeling is very important.
Let's get a caller in. William joins us on the line from Barnwell, South Carolina.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The docudrama that I did see about President Clinton before he got elected president was True Colors.
Primary Colors.
That was, I forgot the name of the color.
That's right.
Anyway, it was, I'm a Clinton fan, and I'm a Clinton fan like Reagan fans are Reagan fans, and I didn't particularly care for some of the material in it, but I didn't object to it being shown because it's, I understood it to be a novel, a book, although we had different names, we knew who it was about.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that CBS made a big mistake when they decided to knock this one off because the next one that come along, the people who are in favor of the subjects of that film are also going to want to have the same treatment from anybody else that does this. CBS should have run it and handled the consequences later. It wouldn't have taken CBS off the air, but I think they would have been better off, and it would have shown that when they show the other side that or the other people's heroes, they would have been treated fairly. Now you can't treat the other side fairly.
Mm-hmm. Well, Howard Rosenberg, as William has pointed out, Primary Colors was, didn't call President Clinton by name.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a difference. I mean, I think that's a big difference. I mean, there are some projects that purport to be history and some that don't from the get-go. And I think you have to make a distinction between those. And let me mention one other thing. You know, CBS kicking this to Showtime is somehow appropriate because last year Showtime ran another movie about Reagan. It was called The Day Reagan Was Shot, purporting to be an account of the attempted assassination of Reagan and what happened in between. It also had many fictional elements, including a near shootout between the FBI and the CIA. And this one also was criticized by Lou Cannon, whom one of your other guests mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Just wanted to read one email before we leave this. Which network, writes John in San Francisco, which network recently produced a historical drama about President Bush and his immediate reactions to 9/11? And he asks, were there any disclaimers on that film to indicate it may not have been wholly historically accurate? I think that's a rhetorical question, but I wanted to thank you both for joining our discussion today.
Thank you, Neil.
Daniel Guyatt wrote the screenplay for Path to War, an HBO docudrama about President Johnson in the days of the Vietnam War. He was with us from his home in Pelham, Massachusetts. And Howard Rosenberg, a former Los Angeles Times television critic, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure.
He's speaking with us from his home in Los Angeles. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.